And joining me now is Gemma Cox. She is a singer-songwriter from Naas. Gemma, good evening to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. And it's been a while since we chatted. I think just before Christmas, you were on the programme. You got down to the last five of our local talent competition, which was brilliant. But how have you been over the last while? Have you gotten back into playing music live and getting ready to release some more tracks?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been currently kind of pushing this gig that I'm going to be doing on March the 15th with artists Last Apollo and Trophy Wife. It's called the Sugarcoat Sessions in the Grand Social in Dublin, which is going to be very exciting. So I'm currently working on that and also hoping to release my single that I did play for the local hero competition called My Favourite Sky on March 25th, which I'm very excited about.
The Sugarcoat Sessions is, yeah, what you mentioned there. It's a new initiative, I suppose, that has really come from yourself, Trophy Wife, and Last Apollo, and it's going to be taking place in the Grand Social in Dublin. Tell me a little bit about it and where the idea behind this gig came from. It's going to be monthly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So at the moment, I was thinking gigs are coming back and I need to kind of organise some gigs. So I got in touch with the girls and we were like, okay, let's do this. And we put it together as a sessions and we're kind of launching it on March the 15th and hoping to kind of get some other acts, up and coming Irish acts to play at it. And yeah, so it should be really, really great. And it's mainly for up and coming kind of Irish artists. It's also to showcase like underrepresented genders in the music industry, so just females and non-binary artists. And it's I think it's a great initiative and great way for artists to connect with each other as well. So yeah, I just think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and as you say, that's a very important point there, that it is predominantly to showcase underrepresented genders in the music industry or underrepresented groups, so to speak, non-binary, female and others. So it provides a space for those to connect and network as well.
Yeah, no, because it's such an important thing that artists connect just even without the kind of the whole political aspect of it. It's just really important that we all are able to connect with each other and just have like this supportive space, which I just think is so important.
So the 15th of March is when it's being launched and it's at the Grand Social in Dublin, which is a beautiful venue, and it's great that they're getting behind it as well to showcase this and to host it. And then hopefully each month after that, it'll be another round of artists performing at the Sugarcoat Sessions. If people want to go along, how can you get tickets or what way does it work?
Yeah, so it's on social media platforms that the three acts, myself, Gemma Cox here, Trophy Wife and Last Apollo. So we all have our information there, and also you can get the tickets and find out more information on the Grand Social website.
Yeah, so obviously yourself, Gemma, you're a singer-songwriter based in Naas, and we've spoken to you before on the programme. Trophy Wife, Ruby Smith, she was born in 99. She's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and producer from Ireland, and we've played her music on the programme as well. And also Last Apollo, Dublin-based artist Lucy Rice, began Last Apollo in the depths of lockdown and is now just over a year bringing out music, and can be viewed and, you know, found on various different social media platforms and streaming networks. But how did you guys all come together then and come together with this idea? Where did you meet?
Yeah, so I think it was just really myself. I was thinking of what could I do to kind of organize a gig that I would love to go to. So I love both of these artists so much and all their music and everything. But I knew them through the Trinity College music scene because I'm currently in my final year of college and studying French and music. So I knew Ruby through playing music at some of the concerts, and then I also knew Lucy through that as well.
And then from your own point of view, music coming out on the 25th of March, we're going to give the new single a spin now. It's first radio play, My Favourite Sky, but this is one that's been in the making for quite some time now, Gemma.
Yeah, it is. I wrote it probably back in 2019. It's been a while. So it's definitely a song close to my heart because I've just had it for so long. And it was one of those songs I had recorded it alongside Wail on My Shoulder, which was my debut single. And yeah, just really, really excited to have it out there.
Probably difficult as well to balance being in your final year in college, organising gigs, trying to get new music out there as well, and then at the same time writing music, was it?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's not an easy thing at all. but I love kind of everything, playing and performing and everything. So I love putting it out there, and I just thought this was the right time to do it. So yeah, just thought, why not?
Absolutely, yeah. Coming out on the 25th of March, we'll give it a play on the radio now. It's called My Favourite Sky from Gemma Cox, and she is, of course, from Nace. But a reminder about that gig on the 15th of March, which is next Tuesday, I believe, the 15th of March, and it's called the Sugarcoat Sessions, and you can go along to see Gemma Cox, Trophy Wife and Last Apollo perform at the Grand Social in Dublin, and that'll be part of a new gig that will take place each and every month. And you can get more details on the various social media channels, websites, you name it, you can get the details there. Gemma, great to talk to you again. Take care.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Owen.